Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles Range. We have your van.
Yesterday in the Court of Appeal, Justice George Birmingham handed down a decision that he recognised would be seen as surprising and a departure from current practice. He ruled that a dead child cannot be identified when somebody has been accused of killing them. And under the 2001 Child Act, that applies not just to the specific case that they were looking at, but all cases where a child has been killed. Which now leaves us in the situation that we can no longer name not just child victims, but also the person that murdered them and any other surviving parent for fear that that child be identified. So for reaction to this situation, I'm joined by the parent of murdered children. Good morning.
Good morning.
Normally, I would name you, but I'm advised legally, and please don't think that I'm being glib in saying this, I can only refer to you as mother of murdered children during the course of this interview. But we have spoken to you on this programme before, haven't we?
We have, yes.
I'm also advised that we can't, obviously can't name the children, but nor can we name the person that murdered them, or indeed your relationship to that person. How does that leave you feeling this morning?
Very uncomfortable. And as you said, I've been interviewed a number of times, and I've been quite happy to do that, given the circumstances. Because what is happening every time I do an interview is I'm highlighting something. There's a reason behind it. So I'm actually sitting, and I've always felt quite comfortable being interviewed. I've never had to censor myself in what I'm saying, and I have to do that this morning, which makes it very difficult for me.
The man who murdered your children pleaded guilty.
Yes.
So there wasn't a trial, he wasn't confronted publicly, but he went to jail, all of us knowing what it was that he had done. Had he committed his crime today, as of this morning, after this verdict yesterday, he would be going to jail anonymously, without anybody ever knowing what it is that he had done. How would you feel about that?
I wouldn't be happy about it. Now, in the immediate, it probably wouldn't matter, to be honest, because you're in such a bubble. So from on a personal level, in that immediate aftermath of a trial, it wouldn't have mattered. But I, and if you go back to the time of the trial in my own case, I was interviewed actually very soon afterwards, and I on the Late Late Show, as it happens, and there was a very specific reason in my own mind for doing that. It was that I wanted people to see my sons as I saw them and see them, not as the victims, if you like, in that particular trial. And I also wanted people to see that I'm normal, that something as horrendous and tragic as happened to me happens to normal people. So there were very specific reasons for me in agreeing to be interviewed that particular time.
So was it an important part of the healing process for you, the therapy process for you, that you get to write a narrative around your children rather than have other people do it?
Absolutely, because control is gone. The control of my entire life, if you like, was taken away from me by a particular person. The lives of my children were taken away by that particular person. So I needed that sense of control back of my own life, and I needed, and every time I do an interview, it's bringing my sons, it's keeping their memory alive in a way. I'm often asked, I've often talked about the fact that I'm very uncomfortable with the idea of that perpetrator in this case being released on parole at some point, because that will happen. But actually, one of my I suppose, greatest fears is that my sons will be forgotten. Now, they won't be within my own, I suppose, immediate family and friends and their own friends, and they will be remembered. But that is, and I think every parent who loses a child, it's one of one of our greatest fears is that child or the children will be forgotten. Part of the process, if you like, for me, is that that's part of remembering them and making sure that their memories are kept alive.
The motivation of the DPP, it would appear, well, sorry, I don't understand what the motivation of the DPP was. We only know that the DPP decided that in this particular test case, that the dead child should not be named because that was the provision of the 2001 Child Act. Are you a bit puzzled? Are you curious as to why it is that the DPP thought that you could add any further injury beyond death to that child?
I have to assume that there was good intention behind it, okay? But this goes back as far as 2000, I think. And I did have a look at it, and I looked at the section, and it talks about the anonymity of a child in court proceedings. I think that's how it's titled. And it's like anything. We can interpret things, I suppose, to, if you like, suit ourselves. But I don't believe that the intention was to completely, censor, any subsequent, discussion as such. But that is what has happened. So it's a form of censorship, really. I'm struggling with this interview, and if you've heard me being interviewed before, I can talk. Whereas everything that I'm saying at the moment, I'm thinking I can't mention their names.
Indeed, you're second guessing yourself completely.
Absolutely.
Let me read you the pertinent part of Justice Birmingham's ruling so that we can see where he was coming from. He said, "I appreciate the media may find the ruling surprising and that they may say that it involves a radical departure from what had been a long established practice. They may say that the outcome is an undesirable one and may be in a position to make the argument with some force. Nonetheless, the language of the statute is clear and unequivocal, and enjoying a presumption of constitutionality as it does, must be given effect to. If change is required and if it is desired to return to previous practice where it was possible to report cases involving the deaths of children, then it is a matter requiring intervention by the Oireachtas." So clearly he's landing the whole thing in the laps of the Dáil. What should they do, do you think?
I think they need to change the legislation. They need to amend that part of the section in the Children's Act, because what it has effectively done is, I suppose, without being too dramatic about it, it has gagged me.
And I would imagine that you're obviously nowhere near healing or being healed after what it is that has happened. But can you imagine the last number of years if you hadn't been able to talk about your children and what had happened?
And the frustration that would come with that is huge. I mean, I'm very vocal about and very clear on the reasons that I talk about my sons. The person that killed them. It's with very clear intentions. And again, I'm repeating myself by saying I am so careful in this particular interview because I cannot mention them. So.
And indeed, one also wonders because you have campaigned on a number of different issues that touched on the lives of your children as well. Would you have been prevented from campaigning on those things?
I wouldn't have been able to. I mean, to talk about that the perpetrator mentioning my son's names is all part of that process. I wouldn't have been able. And those of us that do campaign, there are unfortunately quite a number of us. we would be prevented. And like I say, I understand the good intention that's behind this, and I don't think this is an intended consequence of the act. But that is effectively what it does. It silences me.
Okay. Listen, this is awkward saying goodbye, mm-hmm. because usually I would do so by name, but I can only say goodbye, mother of murdered children.
Which puts, it defines me.
Indeed.
When you put it that way. And that's not, I want to be remembered as the mother of.
And we can't name them. I see your dilemma. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.
I'm joined now by Fianna Fáil TD Jim O'Callaghan. Jim, as things stand, this is the approach that would have to be taken to all interviews with people of that kind from now on, isn't it?
Well, I think you're correct in the way you've adopted that interview, but I think the interview reveals, Philip, the absurdity of the current situation. And what really needs to be done is that, rather than criticising the court, the Oireachtas needs to introduce amending legislation. Because it has been the case that up to now, if a child is the victim of a homicide, the identity of the accused has been publicly available. There's been no restriction on reporting. But what yesterday's decision emphasised is that under Section 252 of the Children's Act, that you're precluded from publishing or broadcasting any detail about a child who is the victim of an offence if that detail could identify the child. And that means that if a child was killed by a family member or somebody known to him or her, you can't identify the accused because that might lead to the identification of the child. And that's not a feasible situation for the country to be in, where children can be murdered and the victims of homicide, and we can't identify them after an individual is charged.
Jim, as a barrister, can you understand why it is that the DPP's office would have decided to seek anonymity now, having prosecuted so many cases in the past where it wasn't an issue?
Well, I think the circumstances of the cases always have an impact on the strategy of the DPP, and there are particularly tragic circumstances to the case that was being dealt with yesterday. But I think we need to recognise that when you look at the statutory provision, that the court really didn't have much of an option. Like Section 252, even though it hasn't been applied or thought to be enforced by the DPP to date, it is relatively unambiguous in terms of its provision. It says that in relation to any offence against a child, no report which reveals the name, address or school of the child or any particulars likely to lead to the identification of the child shall be published. But like I think the court also emphasised, it's up to the Oireachtas now. Like, we really have to act quickly in respect to
indeed.
This.
And what can be done and how quickly can it be done there? I mean, could the Justice Minister just amend this by statutory instrument this afternoon, or is it going to take legislation?
Yeah, it'll take legislation. We need to amend Section 252 of the Children's Act 2001. We need to amend it in such a way so that I think it needs to exclude offences which relate to the homicide of a child. And also it probably needs to go a bit further than that, because it could prevent people who were victims of offences when they were children subsequently seeking to identify that they were such victim, because that could then also trigger Section 252.
So in the case, hypothetically speaking, if somebody who was raped or sexually abused as a child and then wants to waive their anonymity as an adult, they wouldn't be able to because the offence was committed as when they were under the age of 18?
Yeah, that's potentially an outcome of this as well. And I think we need to look at the reason why this provision is in place. It's in the Children's Act. It's not a piece of criminal justice legislation. It's in the Children's Act because it's there to protect children. And it's there to protect the privacy of a child who's been the victim of an offence. But in circumstances where a child is dead or where an adult wants to reveal the offence to which they were subjected when they were younger, you know, it's not tenable that we have a piece of legislation in place that precludes that from happening.
You could bring forward a private member's bill, or do you think that the government will move to amend this?
Well, I think the government needs to move on this. I will bring forward a private member's bill, but really what needs to happen is that Minister McEntee needs to attach an amending provision onto the next piece of criminal justice legislation that's coming out of her department so that we can have an amendment to Section 252 of the Children's Act to overcome what is an absurdity at present.
Jim O'Callaghan, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.